I'm Peti Nestorova. I'm Executive Secretary of the Anti-Trafficking Secretariat at the Council of Europe.
Last month, for the first time, the Group of Experts on Action Against Trafficking in Human Beings published evaluation reports on three Council of Europe countries. What signals do these reports send on the way in which trafficking is being dealt with in Europe?
The first three countries that we have evaluated are Austria, Cyprus and the Slovak Republic. You can see from the names of the countries that they are quite different in the sense that Cyprus is primarily a country of destination, as is Austria, whereas Slovakia, the Slovak Republic, is primarily a country of origin for victims of trafficking. Of course, all countries, regardless of whether they're destination, origin or transit for victims of trafficking, have things in common. And the reports highlight that, the need to have coordinated action, to have a comprehensive approach. A lot has been done by European countries, well, around the world as well. Our convention, the Council of Europe Convention, comes at a stage when there have already been steps taken. In our reports, we acknowledge the action which the governments have taken. For example, many of them have appointed national coordinators. And there are interministerial committees, working groups. The question is to actually see to what extent this is effective and to what extent civil society is involved, because that's one of the requirements of the convention, to bring together the actions of governmental structures and civil society in the fight against trafficking. What resources are given as well? Resource-rich countries, for example, like Austria, maybe spend more money on it. Other countries, a lot of the assistance is delegated to NGOs, and NGOs unfortunately have to operate with money from foreign donors. So we look at that, to what extent the state is also investing in the fight against human trafficking. The reports also look at the identification of victims. And there we often see that things can be improved. Because in countries which are destination countries, a lot of the victims are illegal migrants, irregular migrants. And there is a danger that they get deported before they're identified and then maybe get re-trafficked again. So it's very important to have an early stage identification before the person is sent back to their country.
I know you're due to go to Britain soon to do an evaluation report. How does an evaluation process work?
We start by sending a questionnaire to each state, and we give the national authorities some time to respond. It's a very detailed questionnaire. We use the information that they've provided in reply as the basis for the evaluation. We also do a lot of documentary research. We get in touch with representatives of civil society active in this, in the fight against trafficking. And we also invite them to provide us with their own views, sort of shadow reply to the questionnaire, in inverted commas, I put the shadow. We get in touch also with politicians who are active in this area, MPs, with lawyers that handle such cases. So we try to really expand as much as possible the scope of the base from which we gather information. Then we spend 4 to 5 days visiting the country. We start meeting representatives of civil society, then we meet relevant officials, politicians, as I said, lawyers. We also try to visit shelters or crisis centers where victims of trafficking are accommodated to see how in actual life assistance is offered to them, what conditions are given to them, what staffing is available. For me, that's a very important element, because there is sometimes a discrepancy between what's on paper and what's happening in real life. How is the money spent? Sometimes that's also an issue, the money which is given to service providers. And at the end of all that, all this information is put together in a draft report, which is sent to the government for their comments. At this stage, the report is still confidential. Once we've received the comments, we take them on board and we prepare a final draft. The final draft, according to the convention, is made public together with the eventual final comments from the government.